Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Mason County Royals basketball coach Brian Kirk. The Royals enter tonight's game in the Mike Murphy Classic at the Fieldhouse versus Greene County with a record of 2-1. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back with Mason County Royals basketball coach Brian Kirk right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome here on Sports Talk. We've got Mesa County Royals basketball coach Brian Kirk. And Brian, you guys sit right now 2-1. I know people are excited to come out and watch you this weekend. The Murph Classic actually starts tonight when this interview airs. But I know a lot of build-up, three straight road games, and excited to get back home.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to always get to play at home, especially that first home game for the season. I think there's a lot of excitement around the program right now, and rightfully so. And, you know, our kids are just working each day to get better, and we're holding our kids accountable, and we're seeing small steps. We know things are not going to be perfect from the start. Our kids are understanding that things are not going to be perfect night in, night out, you know, within practices and games. And so there's a lot of things that we're working on. Our kids are responding well. They're learning. They're trusting the process. And that's one of the most important things for a team to get better is you got to believe in each other. You've got to trust the process. You got to trust your teammates. You got to have confidence in your teammates. You got to trust his coaches. And, you know, our kids are doing that right now. And I like where we're at. I like where we can go within this team.
Lady Royals actually a home opener as well coming up tonight. So if you want to go over the Murph Classic there, I know you guys have put a lot of time and effort in games tonight and then games on Saturday. So a good collection of basketball. And you can check out the Lady Royals for the first time and your squad for the first time at home.
It's a big night for us with our girls opening up our first home game for, as you mentioned, for our girls and boys program. And to be able to do that as a doubleheader and for it to be a part of the Mike Murphy Classic. And, you know, if you've been around Mason County, if you've been around Mason County schools, Mason County programs, baseball, football, basketball, in the gym and at concessions, the clock, you notice or have known that the impact that Mike Murphy's had, you know, across the board within our school system. And to be able to continue to put this event on for Mike and his family, it's a tremendous thing within our program. It's exciting. And the girls are going to open up there Friday night against Bryan Station. We'll follow against Greene County. We've got a special presentation prior to the boys game that night to honor our 2A state championship team last year. So that's going to be a big night for us. And Greene County, if you're not familiar with it, my former assistant coach, Jordan Gilbert, you know, he is now the head coach at Greene County, and he wanted to bring his squad up and play back here in the field house where he played as a player and get to see some friends and family and different things around the area. So that's exciting within itself. And then going into Saturday, we've got five games there for Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock with Pendleton County taking on Manchester, Ohio. We've got Augusta and Greene County at 2:30. Mason County girls will play Eastern Brown at 4 o'clock. And then we've got Fleming County and Scott High at 6 o'clock. And we will follow up with a nightcap with Mason County and LCA.
You mentioned exciting to get those rings for those guys, the 2A state championship. You know, you had to win several games. You had to beat quality teams. You know, anytime you beat Lexington Catholic, and they got you the year before in the semifinals, you beat him the championship there. But, and you said it the other night on the postgame, yeah, we're excited to win the 2A. Our ultimate goal is out in front of us, and every year your goal is to get the Rupp Arena. But you got to take the rewards when you get them and opportunities and championships, and you got to celebrate all of them. And your kids last year had a phenomenal season. Should celebrate that for years to come.
Absolutely. Wins are tough, you know, to come by. Wins are not easy. Championships are not easy. No matter if it's, you know, district championship, region championships, you know, the All-A for smaller schools, the 2A for our sake. Those things, they're hard. And if you're in coaching any sport, you know how difficult it is to win a championship. And to be able to advance to Owensboro and get a compete there in the 2A state tournament. And like you said, we had three tough games back-to-back.
That first game got over about 1 a.m.
Yeah, I don't think we tipped off till like 11:30 p.m. there, our time. But, you know, our kids handled that extremely well, and we returned the following day and had another tough opponent. And then, like I said, facing Lexington Catholic, who was a top three team pretty much all year long last year, to be able to knock them off there in the finals. As you mentioned, they had knocked us out there in the semifinals the previous year. So kind of got revenge on them. And for that first ever 2A state championship team. That's something that these kids need to be proud of. You know, there's a lot that goes into that. Like I said, it's not our ultimate goal, but it is something that we shoot for every single year, has been a part of that. It's an exciting thing. It's that mid-season tournament. I think the NBA right now, they're doing that mid-season kind of tournament feel thing just to offer something else exciting. And I feel like that 2A, that provides that opportunity for us, that you either win or you go home. So you kind of approach that like you would a postseason game. And it's really exciting. And, you know, it's exciting to be recognizing those guys here on Friday night.
Moving forward, you're going to play there in London at South Laurel in their Christmas tournament, pre-Christmas, December the 20th through the 22nd. You guys get the nightcap at 9 o'clock on December the 20th against Christian Academy of Louisville, but some good teams. I know Corbin and Harlan below you, Rock Castle, Greenwood in the top bracket, and South Laurel and Owen County. So some traditional teams you don't normally play, different parts of the state, different basketball, and neat experiences.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, experiences within sports is what you always kind of reflect upon and look back as a player, as a coach. And I try to get our kids to different areas in a state where they see something different. You don't want to continue going to the same place, the same tournament, seeing the same teams that you would normally see throughout the course of the season. So this provides us an opportunity to kind of explore a different area of the state, get to see some different teams. Jeff Davis, head coach of South Laurel there, he's done a tremendous job of putting this tournament together in a great field. And like I said, starting there against Christian Academy at Louisville, a very solid program, very athletic, be a tough game for us starting out there, as you mentioned, nightcap game. I don't know why we always get that nightcap slot, but that 9 p.m. time, that will allow us enough time to travel down where we can leave, not be in any rush by any means, and get to spend a couple days away from home. You know, team bonding, chemistry within programs is very, very important. And sometimes you get to escape the noise here, and whether if it's around the halls of the school, the community, and the households, whatever it is, you just kind of get to escape that and just focus on playing basketball. School's out during that time, and that's the most exciting part of our season. When school's not in, you just get to go play basketball. We'll definitely go down to our ultimate goal is to win that tournament. We'll go down and compete, and hopefully that prepares us going into the 2A to, you know, make us better. And that's why, you know, you play in those tough games, tough competition to get better.
MCIT right after that, after Christmas, the 28th through the 30th, you guys will open with Tate's Creek. Above you is Campbell and Pike Central. The top bracket, Augusta, Walton, Verona, Scott, North Oldham. Again, that's December the 28th through the 30th, sponsored by U.S. Bank. Exciting tournament last year. I know some snow kind of played havoc on it, but Coach Henson's got a good team there. Coach Frohmeyer, they're going to be better this year. North Oldham's always a perennial power there. Campbell, Pike Central with Jalen Rigdon, and Lexington, Tate's Creek, always a team that's solid.
I mean, a solid 8-team tournament. You know, I got to give credit to my coaching staff for helping put that together. And without our sponsorships of U.S. Bank for not only the MCIT, but the Murph Classic, you know, there's a lot of expenses. There's a lot of work that goes into to hosting events. And I feel like we've got one of the best facilities in the state. Why travel anywhere else when you can bring teams in to kind of showcase, you know, your facilities, but more importantly, bring teams into our community. If we get teams here, you know, parents are traveling, friends are traveling, and that brings extra revenue into our community where, you know, people are going out to eat, people are filling up their gas tanks, people are just shopping here in Maysville and getting to see different parts of the state as well too. So that's a, you know, a very balanced 8-team tournament, 3 days. So each team is guaranteed 3 games where the winners will advance to the right of the bracket, losers will advance to the left of the bracket there. There's not an easy matchup or there's not a matchup there within the first round that you can look at and just say, you know, I think that team is better than that team. But, you know, Walton Verona, they want to put up points in a hurry. They're very fast-paced. They want to get up in you. They've played in the MCIT in the past. They're always a great program. And like I said, Coach Henson, he's done a great job within what he's done at Augusta. And, you know, he'll have his team prepared. He'll get the most out of his team. And then, like I said, Scott High with Coach Frohmeyer, very hard nose, very physical team who always plays extremely well. And that provides them an extra opportunity of 3 games to get in the field house where the 10th region tournament is going to be played. So not only, you know, Augusta, Scott, Campbell County, but that provides, you know, those 3 teams, 3 additional games here where they want to get back to in March as well too. And Pike Central with Jalen Rigdon, they've got off to a very hot start. To get to have somebody that's around the area that grew up here in Maysville, for them to kind of say, hey, we'd like to bring our team up there, that's exciting for him within our program as well too. And then Tate Banks Creek is a very athletic bunch out of Lexington. So it's no easy game. You've got to be ready to go night in, night out. And once again, our ultimate goal is to get better.
We'll move on to another tournament there right after the turn of the calendar in 2024. You guys will open with Brown County in the 2A Section 6 tournament. You'll host them at the Fieldhouse. If you win, you'll play Powell. Top part of the bracket, Fleming County's got a bye. They'll play the winner of Estill and Greenup. So again, a Brown County team that knocked you guys off earlier in the season. It was game one. You two teams are going to be totally different, but another tough matchup there in the first round.
One of the good things is that we play them here this time. We travel to Brown County, and they are a solid ball team. Coach Thacker is always well prepared. He always gets the most out of his bunch. It's a team that he has spoke very highly on. He's like, man, this is probably one of my most, you know, versatile teams. Quick, we're athletic, we can shoot the ball. So he's very excited within his program and for us to get an opportunity to face that team again. You know, sometimes you don't always get that second opportunity to face a team that's knocked you off, but this game here will mean a lot more as it's part of the 2A tournament. So you either win in advance or, you know, you lose and move on throughout the course of the regular season. But we do get to host them January 2nd, and that will be a girl-boy doubleheader in the field house as the girls will take part in the 2A tournament as well, too. And it's the same bracket, the same draw for that. Semifinals will be played at Fleming County. So if we would happen to advance past Rowan, you would play Powell, the winner of Estill and Fleming there in the final. So definitely something midseason that we want to be playing some of our best basketball during that time. And like I said, get back to Owensboro and possibly try to repeat as 2A state champs.
Some other scheduling highlights. January 20th to take on Madison Southern there in the Lake Kelly Classic at Fleming County. I didn't realize Madison Southern is coached by Steve Wright. So he usually gets some players in there and they play hard. And Madison Southern, a team you don't traditionally play, but another showcase and just right down the road.
Is there not a team that Steve Wright's not coaching? As you mentioned, Steve Wright, everywhere he's been successful. He wins games. That's the bottom line. I think that's why the guys traveled and you know, a lot of people go after Steve because it speaks for itself. He's won everywhere he's been, and there's no doubt that he'll win at Madison Southern. They return two very talented guards, so get to face a quality opponent within Madison Southern there at Fleming County as part of the Lake Kelly Classic, something that, you know, I'm excited to take part in. I know what Lake Kelly meant to Fleming County and our surrounding areas and just the game of basketball in general, so it's always exciting to take part in events such as that.
Then February the 3rd, you're going to take on Cooper at Augusta. They've got a 9th, 10th region kind of showcase there, and you get paired with one of the top teams in Northern Kentucky, top 15 in the state. Of course, you guys don't shy away from that, but Tim Sullivan's Cooper team, that's going to be a grinded out game. He gets down in guards and smaller gymnasium at Augusta, but neat for your kids to kind of play in that environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, Tim Sullivan, he's one of the best coaches in the state of Kentucky. I don't care what anyone says. He's always a contender in the 9th, and he'll definitely be a contender this year. And they've kind of got off to a little rocky start. You know, their football program made it to the state final, so he's without probably 5 or 6 of his kids still yet. What you see of Cooper right now will be totally different of what you see of Cooper come February. So as you mentioned, you know they're going to guard. And in the small gym of Augusta, I don't know that that's a place that you would really want to play a Cooper team because the floor is already kind of condensed enough. We kind of like to spread teams out. We want to be able to create space. That may be a hard environment to be able to do such. But, you know, it's an exciting thing to look forward to, and we'll definitely have our guys ready, and it's something to compete and try to get better.
Blake and Caden Reed come over from Bracken. They transfer over to Mason County. They went to school here growing up. Two dynamic players. I think we saw one of their best games the other night early in the season. You know, Blake, a dynamic scorer. You know, he's just 30-something points away from breaking the 10th region all-time scoring record. And Caden, outstanding defender, sharing the ball. I think Caden had 8 assists the other night against Simon Kent, and Blake with 5. Again, you said it best, the analogy of a puzzle coming together. You know, it's going to take some time. You shine the light on it. When the puzzle gets together, everybody's going to see how it looks. But two dynamic players that come over to play with you guys.
Well, it's always exciting when you can add kids into your program, but most importantly, good kids. You know, they're phenomenal students. Both of them excel within a classroom, and I think anybody around the area knows the ability that those two kids have to be able to impact the game of basketball. They've put in the time. They've put in the work. They've developed their skills, and Blake, looking at possibly the all-time 10th region score in history within Chris Harrison, that was
87 to 91.
Yes, so a record that has held for several years. But, you know, Blake, that's not his ultimate goal. I mean, of course, when you reach milestones and different things like that, it's always exciting. But he's got bigger things, bigger pictures than just trying to break that record. Those kids have come in, been different for him. Both of those kids, they've admitted and just said, hey, we're willing to be coached. We want to be held accountable. And both those kids have responded responded extremely well, and it's exciting to add those kids into our program for sure.
You've got so many kids that can score the ball, whether it's Braylon Hamilton, Carter McClanahan off the bench, Landon Seedley's had some big games, you know, Jake Feldhaus, you know, I forget the name of somebody today, we've talked about him in the pre and post game, but you've got a lot of kids that can score the basketball. The other night, Simon Kent, I think it was best when you had 21 assists. Everybody's going to be able to score if you guys are sharing the ball and get their looks, get their opportunities, and your ultimate goal is to win a region championship.
That's our ultimate goal. There's going to be successes and there's going to be failures, and we can't let one night define that, and everybody's got to understand there's successes and there's failures throughout basketball. That's the same as life, but sometimes your best lessons can be learned from failures. Obviously, it's hard to learn sometimes, but we've got to kind of keep that mind and focus and not panic. We knew the start of the season would be a little rocky. We've got new kids in the system. We've got younger kids that are, you know, stepping up. We've got veteran guys that are in different roles, different expectations, and different things. So in the time that the chemistry takes for everything to kind of come together, we've tried to focus on not being the star. We've got 5-6 guys that can lead us night in, night out in scoring. We've just got to focus on being a piece of the puzzle and put that piece of the puzzle together, and then the light will shine on everybody.
And we've seen glimpses of that already. When you guys get down and guard and share the ball, 31-3. The other night, Simon Kenton, you just blitzed them with the way you can guys get down and guard, extra passes, open threes. I mean, and again, it's going to take time to come together. I think everybody, you know, in today's society wants to snap their fingers and see it come together, but you know, we've already seen glimpses through three games.
And I think if it was that easy, you'd see a lot more coaches staying into the profession a little bit longer, or maybe, you know, other people wanting to get into the profession. It's a little bit more challenging than that, especially when you're dealing with 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. You don't know sometimes of, you know, what these kids are going through. And we were in a conversation the other night. I just told the kids, it's like, you know, we need to hear from you guys. We need to hear what you're thinking. We need to know how you're feeling, because really and truly, you know, within the coaching staff, playing in the early 2000, even with Darren Feldhaus, a little bit older, not going to call it his age by any means, but times are different. Things are different. And what kids experience nowadays are totally different from maybe what I experienced throughout my time in high school. So sometimes it's kind of hard to understand, you know, what kids are going through and how they're feeling and how they see things. And sometimes we just need to open up, to have that trust factor in kids of, you know, trusting one another, that they can open up and they can speak and they can talk and they can share, you know, how they're feeling. And that's part of our team coming together. That's part of us taking that step forward of trusting each other and believing in each other. And that's the most important thing right now. But we saw some glimpses of how good we can really be. At Greenup County, we got off to a very hot start, I think up 31-3, and then just kind of got a little stagnant there. And there's games where that happens, and there's times where, you know, shots go in and shots don't. How are you going to respond? And everybody wants to score. We understand that as coaches, and players understand that. Parents understand that. There's going to be nights where you score and maybe nights where you don't. But there's so many other parts of the game that what can you do? 95% of the time, you don't have the basketball in your hand. So the 95% of the game that you're playing, what are you doing for that 95%, okay? So are you screening? Are you talking? Are you defending? Are you rebounding? So those are the areas that we want to continue to focus upon other than just having the basketball in our hand. So a lot of work still yet to do. We're trying to coach the kids to their ceiling level, not just coaching kids of where they're currently at. And sometimes that's hard to do, because kids, they want to be held accountable until accountability applies to them. We're coaching to what we feel like the capabilities of each individual player, and you know, if we can get that out of each and every one, I really like the direction of where we can take this program.
Two more things. Jake Feldhaus, you know, Mexican County, it's rare to have, you've had some big guys, but you know, Jake 6'4", 6'5", only a sophomore. We saw him last year come in midseason, and I still think he's just scratching the surface, but you know, averaging near 14, 15 points a game right now, but his better days are ahead of him. But you've got a phenomenal talent there, and of course, you know, the Feldhaus name, and golf might be his a sport, but Jake's going to be an outstanding basketball player. Already is.
I think you said it best when he's just scratching at the surface of how good that he can be on the hardwood. He's a tremendous golfer. You know, he's a tremendous ball player as well, too. And Feldhaus name, we know the reputation that those guys have. And Jake, I think he's got a lot of those abilities within it as well, too. And good thing about Jake is his teammates recognize him. His teammates encourage him. His teammates know how important he is within our program. And I think he can continue to only get better. He put a lot of time in the offseason of kind of going on his own, getting stronger, putting in time in the weight room. And Jake didn't get a lot of minutes last year. And this year, we just kind of thrown him right in there. And he's taken off with it. You know, he's not shying down from the situation. He's not scared of the situation. And sometimes that's big, and that you can put a kid out there and they not freeze up in a moment or the bright lights. And Jake just goes out there and plays. But we've got to continue to have, you know, big nights out of him. And I think we'll continue to see a lot of those nights, you know, down the road.
Looking at the region, I'm sure most coaches are going to say somebody's got to beat Clark County, but you guys right there with him in the preseason, I know it doesn't mean much. Campbell played them tight. Montgomery County can't count out. Of course, the 37th district's got some good teams. Harrison County's probably their final run with their seniors. So, you know, Clark County, you guys played them as good as anybody the last few years, fall a little short. But, you know, I don't think the gap, again, I think it's going to be a very balanced 10th region tournament.
I think it's a little bit more open this year, open for many reasons and many teams. I think there's right now there's five or six teams that could possibly be competing for that regional championship. But until somebody knocks off GRC, I think they still have to be the front runner. And daggone it, I think we're doing everything that we possibly can to get that opportunity. And hopefully we do. But I mean, you got Clark County, you got Montgomery County.
Campbell's good.
Campbell is really good. Scott High has been playing extremely well. Harrison County will be in the mix.
Henson's got a good team.
Coach Henson is always going to get the best out of his come postseason play. So there's, you know, six, seven teams that I think any team, any night could possibly win. But we just want to continue to focus on us, get better each and every opportunity that we have, and hopefully we have that shot come February into March.
Well, Brian, thanks for stopping down this morning. We'll talk more coming into tonight's game against Greene County. So thanks for stopping down.
Thank you, Travis.
Again, that was Mason County Royals basketball coach Brian Kirk. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
As I alluded to earlier, the Mike Murphy Classic is tonight and Saturday at the Fieldhouse. At 6 o'clock, it's the Mason County Lady Royals versus Bryan Station, followed at 7:30 by the Mason County Royals versus Greene County. Both games will be on Soft 96. Then on Saturday, it's Pendleton County versus Manchester Boys at 1 o'clock, Greene County versus Augusta Boys at 2:30. At 4 o'clock, it's the Mason County Lady Royals versus Eastern Brown here on Soft 96. Then at 6 o'clock, it's Fleming County versus Scott High Boys, followed by Mason County versus LCA at 7:30 here on Soft 96. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.